Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Saturday, March 29, 2025.
European Commission's Major Investment in Digital Technologies. The European Commission has unveiled a groundbreaking investment of 1.3 billion euros, or over $1.4 billion, to boost artificial intelligence, cybersecurity, and tech skills through the Digital Europe Program for 2025 to 2027. This initiative aims to enhance digital transformation across Europe and ensure control over technology. Henna Virkkunen, the digital chief, stressed the urgent need for this investment to empower citizens with essential digital competencies. By tackling rising cyber threats, this funding will strengthen Europe's position in the global digital landscape, creating thousands of job opportunities and promoting digital literacy. What does this mean for the future of technology in Europe? It's a significant step toward a more secure and innovative digital age.
Taiwan investigates SMIC for illegal recruitment. Taiwan is taking a strong stand against illegal recruitment by Chinese companies, launching an investigation into Semiconductor Manufacturing International Corporation, or SMIC, the largest chipmaker in China. Authorities allege that SMIC has been hiring Taiwanese tech workers through a shell company pretending to be from Samoa. This investigation is part of Taiwan's broader efforts to protect its vital semiconductor industry from talent poaching. In March 2025, officials raided 11 companies, including SMIC, and sent around 200 personnel to search 34 locations and interview 90 individuals. With the high-tech sector being crucial for Taiwan's economy, the government is increasingly concerned about the tactics used by Chinese firms to attract local engineers. This situation highlights the ongoing tensions between Taiwan and China over technology and talent.
IMC Pro International settles fentanyl shipping case. IMC Pro International, a U.S. shipping and logistics company, has agreed to pay $400,000 to resolve serious allegations of helping ship fentanyl-making chemicals from China to the United States. This settlement, announced by the Drug Enforcement Administration and the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Western District of Texas, is a landmark case as it's the first time a U.S. shipping company has faced such charges under the Controlled Substances Act. The investigation began in 2023 when authorities confiscated five boxes containing over 25 kilograms of dangerous chemicals in Eagle Pass, Texas. These substances are often used to produce fentanyl and were meant for secret labs in Mexico. Although IMC Pro was named as the sender, it turned out the company allowed Chinese firms to use its shipping accounts, misleadingly identifying IMC Pro as the sender. This case highlights ongoing concerns about chemical smugglers exploiting loopholes in U.S. trade policies. Daniel Camo, a special agent with the DEA, pointed out the significant challenges authorities face in tackling fentanyl trafficking, which has contributed to a public health crisis resulting in around 450,000 overdose deaths in the United States.
Currency hedging strategies shift amid global tensions. A recent survey by MilTechFX revealed that about 66% of companies worldwide are changing their currency hedging strategies due to rising political conflicts and market fluctuations. This survey included 750 senior finance professionals from Europe, the US, and the UK. Most respondents plan to extend their hedges or increase their currency exposure. While 81% of companies currently hedge their risks, many that don't are facing significant monetary losses, especially in the US, where the impact is highest. Last year, the British pound dropped by 1.7% against the US dollar, and the Japanese yen fell over 10%. Rising costs have prompted many companies to rethink their hedging strategies, underscoring the vital role of currency protection in today's uncertain economy.
Huawei's financial comeback amid challenges. Huawei Technologies, a major player in telecommunications based in Shenzhen, China, has made a remarkable financial comeback. Last year, the company earned 860 billion Chinese yuan, roughly 118 billion US dollars, getting close to its peak revenue of 891 billion yuan in 2020. This turnaround follows years of hurdles due to US sanctions that restricted its access to vital technology. After being placed on a trade blacklist in 2019, Huawei faced significant challenges, including a 13.7% drop in net profit in late 2022. In response, the company pivoted towards software development and partnerships with local authorities, exploring new avenues like 5G infrastructure and energy storage systems. Founder Ren Zhengfei expressed optimism about the company's resilience during a meeting with President Xi Jinping, noting that concerns over homegrown chips have eased. Looking ahead, Huawei is set to ship over 45 million smartphones in 2024, reflecting a 25% increase from the previous year, signaling a strong recovery in its consumer business.
CoreWeave's upcoming IPO and market challenges. CoreWeave, an AI infrastructure company backed by NVIDIA, is gearing up for its initial public offering on March 28, 2025. However, worries about its hefty debt and financial hurdles could dampen interest from retail investors. As a player in data centers and cloud services, CoreWeave is entering a tough market, facing tariff uncertainties and competition from China's AI startup, DeepSeek. Analysts like Dan Coatsworth from AJ Bell questioned the timing of this IPO, suggesting it might have been more successful a year ago when AI enthusiasm was higher. Recently, CoreWeave cut its IPO valuation from $32 billion to about $23 billion, reflecting concerns about its financial health. With around $8 billion in debt, the company plans to use $1 billion from the IPO to help alleviate this burden. Additionally, its dependence on Microsoft raises questions, as changes in Microsoft's AI strategy could impact demand for the graphics processing units that CoreWeave relies on. Despite these challenges, major tech players like NVIDIA, Microsoft, Amazon, Apple, and Alphabet continue to attract retail investor interest. As of March 25, 2025, retail investors have poured $69.8 billion into U.S. equities and exchange-traded funds, just shy of the previous quarter's $71.7 billion. CoreWeave may still appeal to investors looking for alternatives to the scrutinized Magnificent Seven tech stocks.
U.S. auto tariffs spark global trade tensions. The United States has imposed a hefty 25% import tax on automobiles, sending shockwaves through global markets and drawing sharp reactions from key trading partners. The Dow Jones fell by 155 points, while the S&P 500 and NASDAQ also took hits. European car manufacturers are feeling the strain, with the Stoxx Europe 600 index dropping significantly. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney has vowed to defend Canadian jobs, hinting at possible trade responses. Brazilian President Lula warned that protectionist measures could backfire, harming international cooperation. Meanwhile, a spokesperson from China criticized the tariffs as violations of World Trade Organization rules, asserting that no country can thrive through such tactics. The European Automobile Manufacturers Association cautioned that these tariffs could disrupt U.S. manufacturing and lead to price hikes of $5,000 to $15,000 for imported vehicles, putting additional pressure on consumers and escalating trade tensions.
Swedish journalist jailed in Turkey. Swedish journalist Kai Joakim Medin is now behind bars in Turkey, facing serious charges of terrorism and insulting President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. He was in Istanbul to cover demonstrations against the arrest of Mayor Ekrem İmamoğlu, which began after a controversial mannequin resembling Erdogan was displayed in Stockholm. Medin is one of 15 suspects linked to these protests, and his employer, Dagens ETC, is deeply concerned for his safety after he went silent for 2 days. The Turkish government has a troubling history of stifling dissent, especially against journalists. Medin's past reporting from conflict zones in Syria, Iraq, and southeastern Turkey raises alarms about his treatment. He was charged during a video call by an Ankara court on March 28, 2025. Meanwhile, Sweden is demanding urgent access to Medin and seeking answers from the Turkish ambassador. What does this mean for press freedom in Turkey?
Judge blocks Trump administration's shutdown of VOA. A U.S. District Judge, J. Paul Otkin, has stopped the Trump administration from shutting down Voice of America, or VOA. This ruling protects 1,300 journalists and staff who were put on leave earlier this month. Judge Otkin emphasized that the administration cannot end VOA and its programs without Congress's approval.
While the ruling doesn't require broadcast to resume, it ensures employees won't be dismissed until further court decisions clarify the legality of the shutdown. Attorney Andrew Celi called this a major win for press freedom and a strong rebuke of the administration's neglect of democratic values. The U.S. Agency for Global Media, which oversees VOA, had planned to cut 623 jobs, raising concerns about the broadcaster's future. Established during World War II to counter Nazi propaganda, VOA now operates in over 40 languages, delivering essential news to regions without a free press. This lawsuit is one of four ongoing legal battles against the Trump administration's efforts to dismantle government-funded media programs.
SEC Restructuring and Dogecoin Task Force. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, or SEC, is making waves by bringing in staff from the Dogecoin Task Force, linked to billionaire Elon Musk. This move comes as the SEC reorganizes, with over 600 employees opting to leave, which is about 12% of its workforce. Many are concerned about how this will impact the agency's regulatory power. Democratic Senators Elizabeth Warren and Mark Warner have voiced their worries, especially regarding the SEC's actions involving Dogecoin and the White House. They're calling for a review by the Government Accountability Office to assess the potential effects of cutting SEC staff and limiting its functions, fearing it could hurt investors. Musk, a major figure in the cryptocurrency world, has a complicated history with the SEC, including a lawsuit in 2018 for allegedly misleading investors. The SEC's decision to onboard Dogecoin staff signals a significant shift in its approach to cryptocurrency regulation, which could lead to clearer rules and increased investor confidence. What does this mean for the future of cryptocurrency? Only time will tell.
Nagel's caution on inflation optimism. Joachim Nagel, president of Germany's Bundesbank, recently tackled the pressing issue of inflation in Frankfurt. He expressed hope about recent inflation data from various Eurozone economies, but warned against being overly positive as the European Central Bank aims to reduce inflation to 2%. Nagel highlighted the need for carefulness in economic policy, noting that reaching goals often requires thoughtful consideration. He pointed out the common tendency to become too optimistic when targets seem close. The ECB plays a crucial role in managing financial policy for the Eurozone, which includes 19 of the 27 EU member countries using the euro. Rising inflation remains a significant challenge, especially in the wake of disruptions caused by the COVID-19 pandemic.
FDA shakeup: Peter Marks resigns amid controversy. A major shakeup at the FDA has just happened. Peter Marks, the director of the Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research at the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, has stepped down under pressure from the Department of Health and Human Services. Reports indicate he was given the choice to quit or be fired. In his resignation letter, he raised concerns about leadership favoring false information over the facts. His resignation takes effect on April 5, 2025. This news coincides with U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announcing plans to cut 10,000 jobs from federal health agencies, including the FDA and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. These significant changes raise serious questions about the future of public health programs and vaccine delivery. What does this mean for our health moving forward?
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's headphone news. News summary brought to you by AI.